Hebrews 13, verse 17. Hebrews 13, verse 17. Father, I pray you to establish my thoughts, give me grace, God, to open my mouth and edify the church. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 13, 17. The Lord's judgment is not upon us in this church. The blood was just magnified in your midst. God answered my prayer. That's what I asked for, that the Lord would magnify himself, would magnify his son, Jesus Christ, would magnify his precious blood. And Jackie got up and preached a message about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And there are churches all across this nation who had a Joyce Meyer get up this Sunday, who had an evil person get up that was going to look to maliciously use and abuse and exploit the congregation through all kind of various means, distort the Bible. It happened all over this country this morning. But instead, you find yourself under this blanket of grace. You find yourself in this place with the glory of God, where God himself comes and dwells, and the Bible is opened and clearly taught where a young child can understand it. That is an evident token of the favor and the mercy of God. Hebrews 13, 17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Can you see it in your mind's eye? And I hope you would, I invite you to kind of envision in your mind's eye. Think about standing before the dread sovereign of the universe, the Ancient of Days, standing there in front of God. His gaze is piercing your soul. You cannot hide from him. You cannot hide from God. And your pastor is called forward, and this will happen. This will indeed happen to you. To me, the pastor will come. The Lord will ask his questions. And the pastor will give his answers. The admonition is this. Verse 17. Obey them that have been appointed, ordained of God to stand and give you counsel, to teach you in the ways of God, to exposit the scriptures to you, to answer the phone when you don't know what to do. These men have been put in your lives for specific times, specific reasons, specific seasons. And we are to honor those men because those men are going to stand and they are going to. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account. They, the pastor, give themselves to thinking on your estate, your spiritual health. They give themselves to the labor of figuring out by prayer and by the Spirit of God what the congregation needs, what individuals need through counseling. Why? Because one day they are going to give an account for how they handled you, and you are going to give an account to if you obeyed them or not. Why do we obey them? They watch for our souls. They will give an account. But do it that they may stand before the dread sovereign of the universe, and that is what he is. Heaven and earth will flee away from him, but there will be no rest and no place to hide. The God with whom we have to do, we will stand naked before him. Obey so that your pastor can give an account of your service in your local church with joy. It was a joy to pastor them. It was a joy to watch them grow and mature in the Lord. It was my joy to stand and serve at their side. Lord, they were faithful to you. That they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Can you imagine? pastor here can use tact, he can use grace, but on that day, the truth in all of its piercing severity will come forth. And it will pierce you on that day if your pastor has had to lead you along with a bridle in your mouth and pull you around. And it's unfortunate that faithful pastors, they have to wrangle many, many people. I myself have been in that position many times. My pastor had to pull me around instead of lead me. And God forbid, take it, and I'm going to take it. The advice of the Scriptures. Obey them that have the rule over you, because there's coming a day when everything that was said, everything that was done, everything that was thought is going to be put on the table, and you're going to have to answer for God. You're going to have to answer to God for every bit of it.